employees?
Yeah, you're right. No, I forgot.
Which way would you put them?
Bellum. Yeah, the Luann Hedges.
And the part, and on the front of the wagon, the thing that the horse is pulled on, look kind of like this, maybe.
Okay.
These would be the swingle chairs. Now, what was the big one in the back called?
I really don't remember.
Did you call that a double swingle tree?
That's right. Double tree.
Double tree. The double tree and the swingle tree.
Yeah, the swingle's the little one and the long one's the double. Double tree, yeah, I remember it now.
And if someone...
We've done without wagon as long. That's kind of off my mind, but I forgot that.
And if someone was going back and forth, with logs, let's say they were all day, they were
logging.
They were off. They're moving the logs from one place to another.
Now, I bet Bruce gave you that.
This is a word you could use this word. It means moving something heavy. That like logs or wood or coal or something like that. Use something like, I just want to use carting, drawing, or hauling, probably.
Oh.
All right. And,
yeah, in this section of the hauling.
And how about if they took a log and a stump and attached a chain to it? Then they say, or use a sled.
Just as well what that was. But I can't think what I was saying.
If you had something very heavy that you couldn't lift, you'd have to walk the floor. If you had a big bag of steel or something, you couldn't actually lift it up, but you wanted to get it from one corner to the other.
Something they put it on to...
No, just something. You just get it and you say, I couldn't lift it up, but I...
Dragged it.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Dragged it across there. Right. And I believe it said drug.
Uh-huh.
Drug.
But you wouldn't use drugs because that would be usually you say drag.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing that the instrument that attached to a horse to break, you know, break up the soil. And you walk along behind the horse.
Well, it was a plow.
Now, was there different kinds of plows?
Yes, there were. There's a double-bladed plow and a single-bladed plow and a flail plow, cultivator. A cultivator was from, let's see, the first they used to break up the ground with was a turning plow. And then the cultivator was the one that came along and kind of fined it up and got ready to lay off. And we had layoff plow to lay off the road.
Now, was a cultivator, there was something else that...
There was a harrow. That was made with a triangle shape with spikes in it, iron spikes, and they would drag that with the horse back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it made it broke up the clods.
Uh-huh.
Heavy.
And were there different kinds of harrows?
Yes, there was. Some was single, just had this one triangle, and then there was a double harrow, which had a little triangle and then a big one, and it was full of spikes, and it was heavier. It took two horses to drag the double.
Remember that time that later on they came along and they had metal ones that had to kick them around like this?
Yes, now. But what was that called?
Well, there are a lot of different names for it. One of them was a spring tooth arrow or a... The word that I'm kind of checking on is a gee-whiz. I just wondered if that was...
We didn't have that. We didn't use that word.
Did they ever use did they ever have anything they called a go-devil?
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, my now, folks, down there, you were talking about a go-devil.
Is that a little cart that looks something like this?
Yeah.
It had two wheels?
Two wheels cart.
I saw one of those.
Yes, I remember seeing them now, but I'd forgot that. So you said go-devil, and I could just hear old man now talking about a go-devil. When I was telling him, I thought that was Elvis' name.